dirt and dust. Well, it's taken over in the end. Well, I've given in to rot and rust, but that's as far as I can bend. So much disrespecting, only so much undermining, only so much looking away. I cannot fight it, take still smiling, and no more time. From now on, I'm gonna be tough. And no more times, no more times. Yeah, this is it. Well, I've had enough. Just looking on while you go wild. Well, I won't stand strong and silent.
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Dusty postcards, dirty as the wind blown through a rail yard. It's better to be a stranger around these parts than to know what's living in the corner of lost hearts.
shots off the water got the highest score. Now my chance and I must take it, a case of do or die. On the carousel, on the carousel, round and 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 round with you. Up, down, up, down, up, down too. Riding along on a carousel, gonna get up to you.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Some copies of my master plan. Red Kings, many things I can define. Old Cajun's buds, wagons, butter your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Time and again,
time and again,
it's time to be. clients. I'm not out of the way. Thank you.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me?
Round the courtyard, tell the cook to leave the kitchen window down. Just don't lock it from inside, I might still need a place to hide. When I turn to face the horses and the hounds, sister says to come on back for Christmas. Mama's wondering why I never come around. Lord, I've been running for so long, I just can't find a way back home. So I'll turn to face the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding, before I can get this rig turned back around, and head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds. I'd found a love to last me, till she opted for that candy-coated clown. I didn't even make a show, I just walked on and let him go. Still I'm running from the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding, before I can get this rig turned back around. Head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds. Straight towards the horses and the hounds. Trails and motel sign rides a warrior, with his horse run out and his lance pointed down. That's as far as he's gonna get, and he surely knows what's coming next. He's just waiting on the horses, the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding, get this rig turned back around, and head back down the highway winding, back towards the horses and the hounds. You might hear some gears a-grinding, before I can get this rig turned back around, and head back down the highway winding, towards the horses and the hounds. Straight towards the horses and the hounds. And I bet they hear it halfway back to town, when I turn to face the horses, the horses and the hounds.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.